Hello and welcome to the German New Medicine Stories podcast. May listening bring liberation and lightness to your healing journey. Please note that nothing that I or any of my guests say here is or should be misinterpreted as medical information or advice. These are personal stories, not prescriptions. So today I think we have our first episode about digestive issues. So I interviewed a man named Mike who struggled basically his whole life with really intense digestive issues with Crohn's, something that's diagnosed as incurable within the Western medical paradigm. And yeah, he just shares how he was, you know, managing it with diet and different alternative health things, but then had just a massive aha moment with German New Medicine and yeah, just completely moved beyond these, you know, really intense digestive symptoms. So he shares a story. We talk about what is a morsel. So for, you know, those of you who are still learning GNM, digestive issues are primarily an indigestible morsel conflict. And so we get into that today of, you know, what is a morsel? What does that mean? And it was a really fun conversation, a different sort of approach and way of relating to this information. So excited to share it with you all.
Okay. Yeah. So hi, everybody. My name is Mike, the Heal Your Gut Guy. And I came across German New Medicine because, you know, I was someone who was diagnosed with Crohn's and colitis and lots of gut health issues. And, you know, I kind of got to a place like when I was like trying to help people get better, like I couldn't make their diets have any more nutrients in them. I couldn't have their foods be any easier to digest. I couldn't do disinfecting any better, avoiding EMFs any better, avoiding I literally couldn't make it any better. And people were like, I was, you know, helping people who were like allergic to water. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? And, you know, that's when I luckily, you know, stumbled across German New Medicine, and I had horrible anger issues. And, I did not understand, like I had a horrible understanding of German New Medicine. And I probably gained all my food intolerances went away in literally a couple of days. And I probably gained like 30 pounds in like a month or two.
Saying that you didn't, like, it's not like you had some really complete in-depth study of GNM, but it was just finding out about the biological connection that freed you.
Well, the thing that like really sold me on German, because like I had a few people explain it to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just like, oh, if you, it's like a conflict and you just got to like think happy thoughts. And I was like, that sounds silly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I finally got to reading the, like the five biological laws for myself. And when I saw the brain CT scans, sold. And then like a couple of months later, I got my CT scan done and you can see everything in my brain. It's like, yep, Crohn's colitis right there. They're the Hummer focuses. They're right there. Really cool. So
wow, interesting. Okay, so maybe we could just slow down a little bit. So you heard about it and then you started reading about it, and you had been diagnosed with like a quote-unquote incurable disease like Crohn's, and you had been, sounds like you've been managing it with like diet and controlling all these different like lifestyle factors. And so what, when you say, maybe go piece by piece. So when you say that all of your food sensitivities disappeared in 3 days, what did you do? People are like, probably going to wonder, what the hell did you do in those 3 days to actually resolve? Like, is that rapidly?
So the way that I like to explain it to people is our organs are governed by our subconscious mind. And let's like throw German New Medicine to the side for a second. Like, why can a dog eat garbage with a smile on its face and we just get a whiff of it and we already like want to puke? It's our belief system. Cause like the homeless person ain't puking when they eat that stuff. They like it. I'm sure they'd like to eat something better, but like, it's a belief. Mm-hmm. And when I saw those brain CT scans, all of my super strict holistic beliefs were crushed in that instance. And I believed that I could eat whatever I want and I was going to be safe. besides like Hot Chili Peppers or something like that.
So basically it was just like a real profound moment of awareness that like clicked on every level for you.
Yeah.
In it, like instantaneously like that.
Yeah. Cause that's what clicked for me. Cause I'm like really like scientific and dorky, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, I'll tell people about the brain CT scans and it won't click.
Totally. That's why I'm so interested. Like, what was it for you? And it sounds like that particular piece really unlocked it for you. Right?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes when someone sees my pictures, you know, you don't know like what piece of information someone needs to change a belief. Like it's, you know, it's kind of like it's like troubleshooting. You just got to keep like hitting at that belief.
Yeah, like, I love that. I mean, it's just like, whatever is a resolution for someone is so revealing of just the way that their psyche works and like what they give importance to or not. And you're so right. You never know, like, until it happens, the thing that's just going to like, just unlock this part of you, the thing that you actually give meaning to.
So it actually didn't get rid of all of my food allergies. So I had a really weird food allergy where cappuccinos just sent me like straight to the bathroom.
Okay.
And I would drink coffee. I knew GNM, was not afraid of foods. Uh-huh. I would have coffee and I'd be fine.
Okay.
I would have milk and I'd be fine. I'd put the two together, it'd be fine. I'd put it in the microwave, it'd be fine. Cappuccinos at a restaurant, instant diarrhea.
Okay.
And then, you know, I was just like, whatever, you know, I can live without that, you know, no big deal. And one day something just clicked and I was like, oh my God, like one of the big fights I got in a fight with like an ex-girlfriend, she posted pictures online of her with another guy drinking cappuccinos. And like, that's how like the fight started. And it's like, I'm totally over that relationship. I barely remember this person's name. And still, like, it was like this subconscious trigger. But now I can have cappuccinos and everything's, you know, I just had to make like that conscious connection.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So, if you look back on your life, so Crohn's, like this digestive stuff, we're talking about an indigestible morsel. So I'm curious, how have you come to like translate what this indigestible morsel meant for you, your psyche, your life, your belief system, and that was translating in this like very intense digestive symptom?
Yeah. So, you know, when you first read like what causes diarrhea in German New Medicine, it's like indigestible anger morsel. And you're like, oh, so, okay. So like, it's like things I get angry about that's causing my diarrhea. And it's like, yes and no. And I ran with that like understanding for like quite some time, but our society just doesn't have like a good understanding of like what an emotion is. Like even our psychiatrist, like I had to like go at some point, like find out like what's an emotion. And so the way that I define an emotion is it's a feeling inside you that if it's negative, you're trying to get away from something harmful. And then if you have like a good emotion, like happiness, it's like, oh, this thing's safe. So I can be here. Anger. Okay. I'm going to fight this. Fear. Okay. I'm just going to play dead and hope I don't die.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's not like people, it's like they get like, oh, it's when I get angry. It's my anger that's like causing my gut to go in and out of overdrive. Mm-hmm. No. Anger is just a symptom of the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, so what was making me angry? It was like my inability to get a morsel. And it's like, okay, well, what's a morsel? That was like another thing. Like, I was like, I would ask my teacher, so I'm like, what's a morsel? Oh, it's just like a piece of food. I'm like, what? So the way I like to explain a morsel is like kind of thinking like a game of Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we evolved from microbial life. And I know that's going to offend a lot of people, but like, we're made up of cells. So like, we do inherit like their behavior, and their whole life is float around the territory and take in food and eject waste. So there's something important to your survival that you can't get, or you do have it and you can't digest it. Mm-hmm. And it's usually money, because money buys everything except for a boyfriend, a girlfriend, and your health. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like to think of, you know, what I see a lot of is like, and for me, and but for me, like as a kid, like I can't get, my mom's a morsel. I can't, she's off at work or something, mm-hmm. or they won't buy me that toy, or they won't let me play that video game.
Yeah.
Like these are things that I wanted to, you know, kids, they get some toy and then they're putting it in their mouth. It's a morsel.
Yeah.
So, and if you look at any other animals besides us, you know, most animals don't have hands and they interact with the whole world with their mouth. So yeah. It makes sense. And you look at our language, get rid of this crap. You make me sick to my stomach. Like the subconscious mind is like, oh, okay. That like it almost sees everything as food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, something either that you get or you don't get. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think of like a morsel that has been, that has created conflict two times in the past year for me. It's happened when I've like, we've almost put an offer on a house and then almost, you know, and so it's like this, am I going to get the morsel? Am I not going to get the morsel? Right. Mm-hmm. And this here is the house morsel.
Let's put it this way. Like if you don't have morsels, you're dead.
Yeah.
Every living thing on this earth, mm-hmm. you're dead if you don't have morsels. Like, what are you talking about? If I don't have my glasses morsel and get them, digest them, whatever, and absorb them. I guess I absorb them now as far as my brainstem is concerned. I'm dead. Like, what am I going to do without glasses?
Yeah.
What am I going to do without my sugar? You know, what am I going to do without my mouse? You know, like, what am I going to do without my shirt? Like, these are all morsels. Mm-hmm. Like, how many morsels did someone, we take this for granted, but like, how many morsels needed to be gathered? Mm-hmm. You needed a territory first. Mm-hmm. Then you needed cotton, I guess. So you needed water morsels and sunlight. It's like, it's all over the place. Like, if you don't have morsels, you're dead.
Yeah.
And there's the,
and it can be a non-physical thing too.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and like, let's say like, you know, in the ear, it's like, what's the sound morsel that you wanted? Mm-hmm. Or with the lungs, it's the air morsel, you know, like mm-hmm. all of these, old, like brainstem conflicts. It's all about the thing you need to get or get rid of.
Yeah, and when you look at the embryology uh-huh. of it, the base of all of our organs come from the endoderm, which is just one big intestine. Mm-hmm. So at its core, it has this digestive behavior mm-hmm. of digesting, absorbing, and then pooping out the waste.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that was like big for me to actually like understand what a morsel was, because I was just like, oh, I just shouldn't be angry, which helped.
Yeah. So what was your indigestible morsel? Would you think you just had one conflict? Or do you think you had multiple things going on?
So I know I have at least two, because I got my small intestine and large intestine going. Mm-hmm. And then, so, you know, most people, it's like, oh, it started 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But for me, I've had diarrhea since I can remember, like since middle school. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, so like this has kind of like evolved over the past few years of me knowing German New Medicine and having these memories just kind of come back to me. Mm-hmm. But and I have like some old baby videos. And, you know, I'm not trying to say anything like bad about my mom and my dad, but like as a baby, we have multiple videos where I'm crawling around the room and then I grab something and I'm about to have the time of my life. And then my parents take it away from me. and that's kind of how, like, I get, like, if someone says I can't have something, like just like the switch goes off.
it's like a life theme for you. You've just like got frozen at the toddler getting his toys taken away.
Yeah. And then with like video games in middle school and high school, like that was a big conflict between like me and my parents. And then
where they would like withhold the games from you.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just on and off. You know, there was one instance where, you know, usually me and my brothers were like partners in crime and we would like play in the closet together. But this one summer we had just moved. We didn't know anybody in the, you know, the neighborhood. And my brother like jumped off the roof of the house to like oppress like the next door neighbor girl. And so he broke his arm and he comes to my dad. My dad's like mad at him. And he's also mad at us because we didn't stop him. Mm-hmm. And so he punished us by taking away Nintendo for like the rest of the summer, which was like, you know, the worst news in the world.
Yeah, totally.
For us. And I think that kind of hit me. Hit me pretty good. You know, and when I talk to my dad about this, he's like, I never did that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like, you know, there's also like, that's the stupidest crap I've ever heard. Like, it's not fair. So like, maybe that's the colon, like crappy news or just dumb, other people's dumb crap. Like, I can't get the video games and their dumb crap is in my way. Mm-hmm. So there could also be like that going on.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think at some point, like my I was always stressed out about video games, but then, you know, like in high school and in college, like most of my stressful situations were about girls.
Mm-hmm.
And my biggest flare was when I was living with a girlfriend and we weren't getting along and I couldn't get her out of the house. And when she finally left, I was sicker than a dog for like two weeks.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
From that being the resolution. So
did you associate that at the time, or like looking back, you kind of made these different connections?
This is like looking back. I didn't mm-hmm. know GNM at all back then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but my morsel, you know, my morsel now is maybe money. Mm-hmm. You know, my symptoms are pretty under control now. Sometimes I get a little heartburn when the neighbors are annoying me, but you know, other than that, it's pretty good. It's kind of funny because like for 10 years I was doing like ancestral diet and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And you know, I wasn't having like my stools were pretty good, but I was like 150 pounds.
Okay.
And like literally when I wasn't even doing a good job of like keeping my temper under control. It was just like not blaming foods anymore.
Huh.
And yeah, I couldn't get above 150, maybe get to 160 if I like really worked out for a good 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Without even trying. I got to 185 and now I'm like 200. I'm like, you know, I look like a normal person.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Wow. So cool. I mean, I love how much you did with like such a, you know, a minimal understanding. Like, I think it's totally possible. It really is. If you're like willing to be transformed by the information, I guess, right? Like there, you really have the willingness. Like, obviously, yes. Okay. Yes. It clicked for you because you saw the brain scans and all this, but there was also something in you that was like actually open to this, which is interesting. Also,
I was totally close to it.
At the beginning, I guess.
Yeah, right? I was like, there's no way it's involved with emotions. That's sissy crap. Get it out of here, you know? I was like, uh-huh. raised by a military dad, I was like totally not open to it. It was the brain scans that that opened my eyes to it.
And how did you like navigate that process of having been so invested in the like ancestral diet and like all of this? How did you...
That might have been a conflict shock. I was like, I have to redo all of my courses and stuff like that. I was like starting over from square one.
Did you have like an existential crisis or something at the time? Like how did you, like, did right away you were like realize like all of that had to go, or was it a process for you?
It was a process, which I could have done better. and I think like I have like a little bit of like an autistic and aggressive mm-hmm. constellation, which doesn't help, you know, with a smooth transition. But like, you know, I had like two coaches working for me and they were just, they're like, I don't know what's the importance of these brain scans. And I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm. Like that was your first experience of how like your own aha moment won't be the same as someone else's.
Well, I was super excited and, you know, and they weren't. and a lot of my customers weren't. And so I think that was like a shock for me when, you know, I kind of had drama within the business and, you know, that transition, because like, you know, you're converting customers and then now all of a sudden you like change your tune and they're all like, bye. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's like a lot of that going on. So, but yeah, no, it's weird. Like it's, yeah, but no, there's no going back. I mean, it's, I see it all every day. You know, you see it everywhere. There's no denying it. I can tell you about a track that I had, a digestive track that I had. Okay. So me and my girlfriend were at the mall the other day, and we're in California. And so, you know, you're wearing kind of like shorts and a t-shirt and you go into the mall and it's like freezing. And then she wanted to go into Bed Bath & Beyond. And I did not want to go there. I don't like the smell. And then the second we turn to go in, I have to go to the bathroom like instantly. And I'm like, okay, well, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. So, you know, have fun by yourself. And so I start walking there and, you know, just like this epiphany, aha moment. And it's like, this reminds me of when I was a little kid and we lived in Hawaii. So it was, you know, you're in shorts and t-shirts and it's super hot. And then you go into the mall, mm-hmm. it's super cold. And this is, the mall is essentially a place where all the morsels you want, but you're not going to get.
True.
And yeah. Then icing on the cake, mom takes you into Bed Bath & Beyond, which is like very stimulating to the senses, you know? Uh-huh. Like, and, you know, as I'm like in the bathroom cleaning up, I'm like, oh my God. And then like to test it, just I didn't do anything. Like I didn't go to therapy to be like, oh, Bed Bath & Beyond is, you know, or yeah. whatever. Like just making that realization. Yeah. We went there a week or two later just to test things out.
Yeah.
You know, I still had a horrible experience at Bed Bath & Beyond. I still hate that place, uh-huh. but I didn't crap my pants that time.
Yeah.
And it was just having like an aha moment and seeing the connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love like the simplicity with which
yeah. you
like navigated this for yourself. It sounds like just super. Yeah. Like just letting the aha moment be enough. Like it just seems those really have been enough for you.
Well, it kind of depends. Like I kind of like the kind of the way that I like, if someone's, you know, everyone's like, oh, how do I deal with my symptoms? It's like, well, 50% of them will go away just because you're not terrified about your condition anymore.
Yeah.
And you're not freaking out about food and EMFs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
50% of your symptoms should go away if you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, depending on who you're talking to. One day they believe, the next day they don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's an easy 50% there.
Right. Well, it's an easy 50%, but it's also sometimes not that easy for people. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Depending on who it is. Yeah.
Fully believe. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I would say, this is normally what I see. It could be different depending on the person's situation. And then there's like 25% where it's like these weird subconscious things like the cappuccino and the, mm-hmm. the Bed Bath & Beyond. Mm-hmm. And like for some people, it's like every Wednesday, my face just breaks out, you know, mm-hmm. it becomes puffy. And I'm like, well, it's only been going on for 2 months. Like, what's going on? And it's like 2 months ago, I had my wisdom teeth done. They dropped a $10,000 bill on me. They didn't give me enough pain meds. Like, it was like just making that, oh, that's stupid to react to that. Like, that's it. Done.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's like, okay, this is like a real life problem. Like I need money. Okay. I need to get better at running a business. I need to find a better job.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, you know, you might actually have to do something to, which, you know, could be easy or not. You know, sometimes it's just a perception change, you know, mm-hmm. it just depends on the situation.
So do you basically think that you had these indigestible morsels with things like the video games and then girlfriends, and then in the attempt to heal yourself, you learned all the stuff about alternative health and like gave yourself kind of new DHSs from all the information that you were learning. And then like, so it was, that's sort of like both of those things kind of fell away when you learned GNM.
I didn't develop an intolerance to things like gluten and starch until I read GAPS, specific carbohydrate diet, like literally overnight, like my belief system about starches changed.
Yeah.
And then I'd read a different book and then I could tolerate it if it was like sourdough or organic. And then I learned German New Medicine and everything's fine.
Yeah. So how do you, how now that you know German New Medicine, you know, you've had just this really embodied experience with it. I mean, do you keep some of the, do you still turn your Wi-Fi off at night and do you like, you know, still drink raw milk obsessively or like how have you found balance there?
I used to be a big raw milk person. Like I like worked on a farm at some point, but like, I mean, pasteurized milk is just way too freaking convenient. You know, I followed the work of Weston A. Price. I don't know if you're. So I had that as my foundation, but like I was such a picky kid growing up. Mm. You know, like I wish I could eat liver once a year. I do the cod liver oil and stuff like that. But like, no, I would like literally do enemas and coffee enemas and go get colonics. Like, it's like,
And have you just laid that all down since, basically?
Pretty much, like. I mean, I tried like take cod liver oil with high mineral butter. You know, I know like what foods have the nutrients, like the protein's important, the fat soluble vitamins are important. You know, I'm not like, but you know, you can get all the nutrients into you want, but like those special programs.
Yeah,
you'll never outpace the damage of a special that a special program is doing. Never. So it's like better to, I don't know. I think to spend more brain power designing your life to be like less stressful. So, and that's something I'm currently working on. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you sharing your story. It's just a different, everyone has a different way of relating to this information. And it sounds quite, I don't know. I appreciate the like casual, like I get really like, I get quite neurotic with it. And like, I find, you know, I want to pinpoint every moment, but I like this of just like, yeah, like that you don't have to know every single detail in order or like, you know, just, work it over and over. And it also like how you shared that memories have come back over time. Like the thing has kind of filled out as the years have gone by.
Yeah. And there's stuff like, you know, I'm not saying like I'm Zen Buddha. Like I have dandruff and I can't figure it out. I've watched old videos of like, I'm a kid and I'm watching Sesame Street and my dad comes up behind me with a comb and I just freak out. And I'm like, I thought maybe that jiggled something loose. Nope.
Huh. It's like, yeah.
So, you know, it's a mysterious thing, you know, trying to figure out what the subconscious is doing. So, and I'm just trying
to send you the episode with my husband because we resolved his dandruff. Maybe that'll.
Okay. Yeah. I need to listen to that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. And
thank you for listening. You can find Mike at Heal Your Gut Guy on Instagram. Definitely worth taking a look at his really quite extraordinary before and after photos. And I will also put the link in the show notes for this if you're on listening to it as a podcast or on YouTube to my email list. And when you sign up, you get free access to my 2.5 hour introduction to German New Medicine. Which is basically everything I wish I knew 3 years ago when I started. What took me a lot of years to get my head around. So hopefully trying to shortcut that for all of you. Yes, you can find that link in the show notes. And as always, please reach out with any stories that you have. And stay tuned for more.